This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. A potential 60-80 cent property tax increase to benefit Columbia Public Schools may appear on next April's ballot. This was a result of a discussion on Monday morning between representatives from City Council and Columbia Public Schools. KBIA's Sydney Miller has more.
Superintendent Chris Belcher says the potential tax increase would fund a bond issue that would go toward a new elementary school, helping relieve the overcrowded Mill Creek Elementary. Each classroom at Mill Creek has an average of 28 children. Belcher says that number is not severe, but it may quickly add up to a more serious overcrowding problem.
We're already have kids in 90 trailers, and we're going to really get caught short if we don't take some action now.
Ward 5 Councilmember Helen Anthony says she has received several complaints about the classroom size at Mill Creek. With 180 new homes to be built in the area, this problem could become worse.
They're already at their max. Just want to keep the pressure on and let them know I'm receiving complaints.
Belcher says he acknowledges it is a tough time to take a tax issue to voters, but representatives from Columbia Public Schools are expected to continue discussing the tax increase proposal in November, with the final decision to be made in January. Sydney Miller, KBIA News.
The Environmental Protection Agency has awarded grants to nonprofit groups in Missouri and Kansas. KBIA's Kelly Geringer has more.
Nonprofit environmental organizations throughout Missouri and Kansas will use the EPA's federal grants for new educational programs. Friends of the Kaw, a Lawrence-based nonprofit that works to protect the Kansas and Kaw rivers, received about $30,000 in grants. Laura Caldwell is the riverkeeper for Friends of the Kaw. She says the grant will help them work with underserved junior high and high school students in the Kansas City area.
What we're trying to do is to educate them environmentally, show them some of the tools that they can use, and to think about careers in science, to think about careers in public education, to make them understand some of the pollution problems in their neighborhood and how they can make the situation better.
Caldwell says the group already educates the public with float trips, but hopes to plan more activities to expand knowledge about issues like the growing pollution problem.
We're hoping to broaden the recreational aspect of the Kansas River.
Leslie Alford is the executive director of the Blue River Watershed Association in Kansas City, which received a $36,000 grant. She says they will use the money to educate elementary teachers to receive training in water and source pollution.
We are going to be taking a curriculum that was actually funded by KCMO Water Services Department, and it's called The Journey of Stormwater from KC to the Sea. We're going to be training 23 teachers so that they will be educated to teach this curriculum to the students.
Students will do a water quality improvement project and will make posters or videos to present at a community event. The EPA awarded a total of 6 educational grants to schools, universities, and organizations in the agency's 4-state region. Kelly Geringer, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.